Matty D.
Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Word up.
The go-to man, Matty D. Matty D. Kicking it live from Chicago.
Break it down like this.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Matty T from CubsHub.com. I'm here to talk about Super Bowl 48. The Denver Broncos against the Seattle Seahawks. But before I start talking about the game, I want to give a huge congratulations to the Chicago Bears, Charles Tillman. Tillman is the winner of the NFL Man of the Year Award, so there's going to be a special pregame ceremony featuring Tillman before the Super Bowl kicks off, so you definitely don't want to miss that as a Bears fan. And hopefully our guys will be in next year's game, you know, if we can get that defense together. All right, now, on to the matchup that we spent two long weeks discussing, debating everything that could possibly happen. It's going to get kicked off tonight, 5:38 p.m. kickoff, Central Time, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. Number one offense against number one defense. Who's going to win out and hoist that Vince Lombardi trophy? Let's start with Denver. It's just been a historic season for the Broncos. They topped the 2007 Patriots as having the league's most highest-scoring offense ever. Of course, led by number 18, Peyton Manning, who also won his fifth MVP award last night. So even after the neck surgery that caused him to miss a season and have many people doubt if he could ever come back and play again in the NFL, he's just come back and proved a lot of people that he can still play at a really high level, even, you know, as he's nearing, he's 37 years old, and he's still got it. So a record year for Manning and the Denver offense. Manning's pretty much been on point. In the postseason, 6 touchdowns and just 1 interception. And you saw both games, just Manning just finding different ways to beat teams. Against San Diego, he was able to draw about 4 or 5 encroachment calls against the Chargers. And if you remember, San Diego made that late run in the fourth quarter to try and come back, and those encroachment calls prevented them from doing that, because that's just how Peyton Manning operates. He's going to find something that he knows he can use against his opponent and, you know, pretty much do it at will. And against New England, time of possession. There was one point early in the third quarter of that game, of the AFC Championship game a couple weeks ago, where Denver had run more than twice the number of plays that New England had run. It was like 51 to 24 Broncos, so just dominant time of possession edge. And you got to give a lot of credit to Peyton with his play calling there. So what's going to happen today against this Seattle defense there? They're skilled at pretty much all three levels. They have a really good pass rush, good linebackers, and of course their secondary, you know, it's been just ball hopping off season, and it's going to be interesting to see how Peyton's going to attack them today. Now let's move on to Seattle. The Seahawks, they've been the NFC's top team for pretty much most of, I'd say, all season. I mean, the only common thing these two teams have is they both lost to the Colts during the regular season. I believe Seattle had a double-digit lead in their game, and they couldn't hold on to that. And Denver, of course, that was Peyton Manning's return to Indianapolis, so you knew that was going to be emotional for him. So with Seattle, you got to start with Marshawn Lynch, a running back. He's obviously their best player, and they're going to need a lot of him. Lynch has actually had a very good postseason. He's rushed over 100 yards twice in their wins against the Saints and the 49ers, so I think Seattle is definitely going to need Marshawn Lynch to come up big today to win. And I say this because Russell Wilson at least to me so far in the playoffs, he hasn't played to his potential. I mean, Seattle's gotten by with okay play from Russell Wilson, but that's not going to work today. They're going to need great play from Russell Wilson to win this game, and I think everybody in Seattle's in that Seattle locker room knows that. Russell Wilson's going to have to play his butt off today to win this this football game. Now, as far as special teams goes, I don't know, because Percy Harvin could be a big, big X factor for Seattle. But the problem with that is he's missed a lot of this season with injuries, so it's tough to say, you know, how effective he can be if you've missed a whole lot of football games. So maybe conditioning, I don't know, could be an issue with him. But I will say if Harvin is fully healthy, he definitely can be a factor today. Denver, of course, has Trindon Holiday, explosive young play. Kind of saw a little bit of what he could do last season since he came over from Houston. He's a definite threat and running back kickoffs for the Broncos. And then also you got Wes Welker returning punts. So I don't know. Special teams, I would say, I don't know, it's pretty even. Both teams definitely are explosive and can make plays there. But as far as the game prediction goes, you know, these two teams definitely deserve to be here. I don't think it's not the case where we had last season with Baltimore where they just made that late season run and really able to win. You know, both these teams belong to be playing on the stage for a championship, but I just cannot ignore the experience factor. That's why I like Denver in this game. The Broncos have 7 players who have been in the NFL for 10 seasons or more. Seattle just won, and that's defensive end Chris Clemens. You know, and I just think Denver has the veteran leadership. Of course, they can just go to Peyton Manning. This is his 3rd Super Bowl, and it's no guarantee that, you know, how many more times Manning's going to get to this level. And, you know, today he's going to have a chance to become the first quarterback ever to win a Super Bowl of 2 different franchises. Sadly, the Bears were the first victim of that back in 2006 when he won with the Colts. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for Manning, what he's done. I already think he's one of the best ever, even if he loses today. Just by, you see how many guys have had Pro Bowl careers just from having the benefit of playing with Peyton Manning, and that's what makes him so great, so special. So, you know, and I have nothing against Seattle. I think they've had a great season. You know, Russell Wilson, I still think, you know, he may have some things to work on to get in that elite class of quarterbacks. Obviously, Marshawn Lynch is a very good runner. But, you know, I just think Denver has more pieces on offense than Seattle does. And I think that's going to be the difference. So, you know, I'm going to stick with my original prediction that I had last week, 27-17 Denver. Hopefully it's a good halftime show. Bruno Mars, Red Hot Chili Peppers. And hopefully we see some good commercials this year too. I know people will be talking about that during and after the game. So that's going to do it. Hope y'all enjoy it. Wherever you're watching an ad, just drink responsibly. And this is Matty T. I'll talk to y'all real soon from CubsUp.com. I'm out.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.